Fox News host Tucker Carlson believes the NSA, the National Security Agency, is spying on him and is plotting to take his show off the air. And he's been talking about it on his show.
It's not a statement you would make lightly. No one wants to go on TV and say, the government's spying on me. You sound like a lunatic, except when it's true. And in this case, it is true.
The NSA has denied Carlson's accusations. Let's take a closer look with NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, who's spoken to Carlson. And David, he says the NSA is monitoring his electronic communications to try to get his show taken off the air. Why does he believe that?
Well, he says he believes that because he claims that a whistleblower came forth from within the federal government to warn him of this, and that the whistleblower was able to read off information that could only have been obtained from reviewing essentially private communications, emails, texts Tucker had with his staff and possibly directly with others. And so he has essentially claimed that this is illegal spying. There are ways in which that's not necessarily the case. It would be possible for him, his communications to be gathered up in other ways. We can talk about that in a moment. But he's gone full out. He's saying in 3 days in a row that essentially this is a partisan effort by the Biden administration using the powerful levers of the NSA, which is supposed to spy on foreign nationals and events happening abroad that could threaten the U.S. To go after him and to try to get his show off the air by leaking embarrassing information.
Right. That's key. The NSA isn't allowed to target U.S. citizens unless the NSA has reason to believe they are terrorists or are in touch with foreign agents. The NSA says Carlson has never been an intelligence target. Is there a chance that some of his communications could have been swept up?
Sure. The NSA has vast powers, and there are ways in which, even aside from the abuses that Tucker Carlson is alleging, that could happen. For example, they gather up just an astonishing array of electronic communications abroad, phone calls as well. If he was corresponding, say, with, let's take some issues that he's covered on his show in recent years, the 2016 elections and Russia, the matters of what happened with Joe Biden in Ukraine or Hunter Biden in Ukraine. There's a whole host of characters who are operating there who the United States intelligence community may believe is acting against the interests of the American people or the American government. And if he is in direct contact, as people like Rudy Giuliani has been, according to the Treasury Department and others, then his communications might well be gathered as well. That would not be spying on Carlson per se. And it must be noted that under the law, the NSA is supposed to cloak the identity of Americans whose information is gathered in that way.
Yeah, who just get hoovered up. Look, other Fox News programs have not reported on Carlson's claims, not even the morning show, Fox and Friends. They often chew over these kinds of conspiracy theories. You asked Tucker Carlson to provide evidence. What did he tell you?
He said basically, my heavens, or see, he said my word, which actually some at CNN interpreted to say, believe my word. And I thought he was saying, oh, my heavens, why would I make this up? He said, there's way too much drama on this. We had texted back and forth a number of times. Carlson says, I don't need this level of drama, but it's true. I have a whistleblower. That's the case. He's not providing evidence. I think that Fox's absence in two different ways is very striking. You know, he's
real
essentially
quick,
folding himself in the same kind of drama that we've learned where the Justice Department got information from reporters. Here, Fox News's reporters have not substantiated anything he said, and his corporate bosses haven't come out fiercely in favor of him, which would be a strong argument to make against a Biden administration.
Yeah. David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent. David, thanks so much.
You bet.